Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. Well, now let me turn to my guest who's been patiently waiting to be introduced this morning, and welcome to the KSJE microphones. Melanie Roeder is here. She is the medical liaison with the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to KSJE.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and as a medical liaison, tell me what that means. You work then with patients and the hospital to get them into the rehabilitation hospital or answer questions?
Well, what I do is I go out and educate the community and the facilities in the community about the rehab hospital and the type of patients that we accept at the hospital, and just teach them more about our facility and what patients can expect when they're there.
Gotcha. And so here you are on the radio doing the exact thing
exactly.
that you're talking about.
Exactly.
So that's perfect. And so talk to me a little bit about the rehabilitation hospital. We were talking a little bit before we came on the air this morning about the facility. And so it's mostly an inpatient. It is an all inpatient
yes.
facility, right?
Yes. It is a 16-bed inpatient rehabilitation hospital. It's the only licensed, accredited acute inpatient rehabilitation hospital in the Four Corners area.
Okay. And you've been there about 6 months.
6 months, yes.
And so what types of patients, I guess, then do you find come to the hospital?
Most of the patients that we have, the diagnoses that we typically see are things like stroke, brain injuries, recent amputations, burns, back surgeries, auto accidents, multiple fractures, patients with neurological disorders, such things as like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré or ALS, and also like spinal cord injuries.
Right.
We also see patients that are just debilitated from having surgeries of any type or illness of any type, say pneumonia or whatever, and their functional level has been diminished because of the illness or the surgery, so that they're not able to care for themselves properly. So we take them and get them back to their normal function.
Got you. And your background is nursing.
Yes.
Right? So you're familiar with these types of
yes,
things, right?
Yes.
And what can happen to the human body, but I guess also how the human body can bounce back, I guess,
exactly.
with proper rehab and what have you.
Exactly. Yeah. We do 3 hours of therapy every day
right.
on the patients, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And the therapy times can be broken up into shorter times if a patient's level of tolerance is not up to their highest level at the time. So we take them and start them where they are when they get there, and we build from there.
And I bet it's really amazing to see the progress that patients
absolutely.
Can make with that type of therapy, right?
Exactly. And the patients themselves are astonished with their progress. Sometimes they'll make comments like, I can't believe I'm doing what I'm doing already, you know. And
right.
it's just because we have a team of therapists. We have physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. And they all work together to focus on what the patient needs to improve. And doing that with all three aspects of therapy, it helps the patient improve a lot faster than they would otherwise.
Right. And I would assume it just depends on the patient, whether they need one, two, or all three of those specialties.
Exactly. And you're required as a patient to need at least two levels, two skills, but you can have all three.
Right. But I would think if someone did have some type of debilitating illness or a stroke or something, that they would need at least two of those three, if
exactly.
not all three.
Exactly. than they do. They usually require three, and but sometimes they only require two.
Sure. And you mentioned that the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital is the only licensed facility in the area. The next closest one, we were trying to think about it this morning, is maybe what, Albuquerque?
Yes, it would be Albuquerque, and there's also some in Denver, but the closest other than here would be in Albuquerque.
And so that's quite a commute for folks if they were having a patient to visit down there or to go visit or see or what have you.
And if they're here local, you can come and see them every day and be a part of, the family can be a part of their therapy and go through therapy with them and learn and see what the patient is going to require once they get home.
Sure. But even if it's, if they're out of town, they're still maybe commuting only an hour or two to get to Farmington rather than the three or 4 hours to get to Albuquerque.
Exactly. Yeah. Helps out the family a whole lot with being able to be a part of the patient's rehabilitation.
Right. And so with that, I would imagine with all the treatment and the specialties that are offered, the idea is obviously to get the patient home again as quick as possible, but so that they can be more independent like they were before they went to the hospital.
Yeah, definitely. Patients that come to the rehabilitation hospital are more likely to be able to go back home after their stay there. In 2017, we had 84.3% of our patients went discharged back to their home. National average is 74.1, so we're actually above national average in that aspect.
Wow, and that's data that you all track, obviously.
Yes,
and
we
collect
track.
That to,
yes.
To be able to see how you're doing, I suppose.
Yes.
Compared to those national numbers. But that is the ultimate goal, I suppose, is to have someone that's maybe not able to live on their own anymore to come in and then be able to go home.
Exactly. We want to get them back to their highest level of function as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So the patients there, whenever they come in, they their tour or their stay is evaluated by a group in case conferences whenever they come in, and then they also have case conferences once a week to evaluate where the patient is. The case conferences, it's like the doctors, the physical therapist, all the case management all come together, and the nursing, and discuss the patient's progress, what it's going to take to get them home, and get all their equipment set up and their home set up for them to go back home.
Sure. And I would imagine some of those folks try to maybe predict or can say, you know, we think maybe we can get back to maybe 80% of where the patient was before this all happened, or 90% or maybe 100%.
Right, right. And it just depends on the patient's, you know, ability to get back there. A lot of times the patients don't come back 100%, but they come back enough that they can get home and be with their family and be in their normal environment.
Right. And I know with the occupational therapists and the physical therapists, they can teach some workarounds or some other techniques that maybe if they're not back at 100%, they can do little cheats to get there, right?
And there's also, you know, equipment that patients can learn to use to help themselves be more independent that they wouldn't normally even know about if they weren't in the rehab hospital and able to be trained by the therapist. They, you know, like transfer boards or, appliances that can help them reach or different things. And they can teach them techniques on how to maneuver themselves in situations where they wouldn't know how to handle the situation at home. And they do role play. We have a kitchen and a bathroom where they actually are doing nothing but in that kitchen and bathroom, but learning how to function once they get home. They take them in there and they help them. Okay, so how are you going to maneuver when you're wanting to put things in the microwave? How are you going to handle getting into the refrigerator? And they assist them and help them think through how they will do things and make them familiar with it before they get home and they're just thrown into a situation. So they're more prepared to go home and actually function in their own home.
Makes a lot of sense. And certainly it's a lot different if you've got maybe a spouse or somebody at home that can help you with things, or if you're living on your own, that's a whole different situation.
Right, it is. And if there's a spouse or a family member that's going to be assisting them, the spouse or the family member can come into therapy and watch them and help them through therapy so that they can see what they need to do whenever they get home. They'll understand it themselves. And if they're closer, they'll be able to come to the therapy sessions more than if they were, you know, further away.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I hear what
exactly.
You're saying. And that's important, too, then, to teach the family members a little bit how to be a caregiver, too, at least maybe in those first few weeks of getting home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important. It's the patients need the family support and the family to be there to help them through their, you know, especially initially when they get home, so that until they get back to their normal state.
Right. That means a lot in recovery, I would think, to get that family and friend support.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all need our family whenever it comes to getting back to our normal state.
That's true. Now, a lot of folks may be thinking that it's just the elderly maybe that find themselves in the rehabilitation hospital, but I know you get patients there of really all ages, don't
right.
you?
Right, we have patients. A lot of the younger patients are patients that have been in automobile accidents or motorcycle ATV accidents, or have had an illness that's required them to have surgery or that type of thing. A lot of times we'll see closed head injuries.
Right.
Yeah, spinal cord injuries. Even patients that have debilitating diseases that, like, such as ALS, Guillain-Barré. The younger patients a lot of times will have things like that. Even burns, that type thing.
Right. And so you can help all of them. I mean,
it doesn't
matter necessarily, but I imagine everything's scaled down if it's a child, or scaled up if it's an adult.
The patient has to be at least 12 years old.
Okay.
So, and you know, most patients they'll get their own equipment if it's something that's required for them to have, say, a walker.
Yep.
If it's a child or a wheelchair or walker or something like that. If it's a child, they'll have to, we have them, but once they go home, they'll have to have their own, and that'll be ordered for them and taken care of.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
But it's important, I guess, for people and families to understand that this is an option that's locally available, that if they're injured somewhere else, they could still try to get here.
Exactly. If you're injured or if you're transported out to Albuquerque or a surrounding hospital, you can, you know, request that you would like to come to San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital for your services.
Right. And at least be closer to your, again, as we said, support.
Exactly.
Group, whether it's friends
yes.
or family or whomever.
Exactly. Things that you're familiar with and people that you're familiar with, instead of being off in a strange town.
Right.
It's hard to maneuver in and find parking.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
About Albuquerque parking. That's very true.
Especially at the hospitals.
That's very true. And now, some people may think that that they can maybe get some of these services also at a nursing home, and they do provide some things, but it's different.
They do. Nursing homes provide physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy, but they are not required. We are required to give at least 3 hours of therapy per day. They are not required. They don't have that same standard. Also, something that falls into play is the patients, whenever they're in the rehab hospital, they are seen by our physician at least 3 times a week, and more so if it's needed. Also, the patients are more likely to go home after their care at the rehab hospital versus at the nursing home. Like I said, 84.3% of our patients go back home. Also, in the rehabilitation hospital, the stay is shorter. Our average length of stay is 15 days. That can be shorter, can
right.
be longer. It depends on the patient's their diagnosis,
sure.
Their level of independence, their level of functionality, and how long it's going to take them to get back to where they can be out on their own, independent, and take care of themselves.
That still seems pretty short, though, even 15 days. That's just a little over 2 weeks.
Exactly. And it can be even shorter than that. It
yeah.
just depends on the patient's diagnosis. It can be up to 30 days.
Right.
Most patients progress pretty quickly and their rehabilitation.
Sure.
So it really, on average, 15 days is all it requires to get them back to where they can be on their own again.
Gotcha.
It also, studies show that patients that have gone through rehabilitation hospital services live 2 months longer, and their readmission rates back to hospitals or emergency rooms are reduced. Hmm. And we have, at 90 days after a patient has been discharged, they have a survey, an independent survey calls them and discusses their stay. And 96% of our patients surveyed at 90 days stated that if they ever had to go back through rehabilitation again, they would choose us again from San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital.
Well, that's good
to hear. Yes, absolutely.
But it's, again, part of that, I guess, you know, checking the data. And when you mentioned that, that you're one of the only, you are the only licensed rehabilitation hospital, I bet that's part of the licensing requirements is to follow up and have some of this data to show them.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would think so.
And so with that, and you mentioned the about the 15 days on average is the stay at the hospital. And, mm-hmm. and I know your doctors and your therapists are probably watching those patients to see maybe when they kind of plateau, because first few days are probably a lot of progress and a lot of things, and then eventually I would think there's maybe a time when things kind of flatten out. Maybe this is as good as it's gonna get.
Right. Well, what they do is they have the case conference meetings once a week, and they discuss that with the physician, the therapist, the case management, and the nursing. They all discuss the patient's status at that point and where they're going and make plans for the future. They set up their discharge date and get everything ready for them to discharge. As I said, they discuss what equipment the patient's going to need, and they get everything organized and discuss what else can we do to help this patient get back to their highest level of function.
Right. And it doesn't mean, I suppose, that the patient can't see more improvement once they go home.
Exactly. It just, you know, sometimes some things take a little longer and a little slower. So, yeah. I'm sure patients continue to improve after they get home using the techniques that they've been taught at the rehabilitation hospital.
Right. As they get stronger and maybe more mobility and things like that, hopefully, as time goes on.
So. And also, a lot of times after they leave, they still will continue with outpatient therapy and outpatient speech. And sometimes they will have home health agencies that will still come in and provide therapy if they need it in their home, and also provide for their medical, just to continue to monitor their medical stability.
That's a good point. And I guess that would be part of those conversations at that care conference that you talked about?
Yeah, the case conference.
They need extended care.
Exactly. And there's a discharge planner, case manager, that is an RN, and she does all the planning for the patient. She, you know, sees what they need, and she sets it all up. She sets up their outpatient therapy. She makes sure they have all the equipment they need in their home. She sets up their appointment for their to go back to their primary care physician after, and she sets it all up so that they don't have to worry about any of it, and she, you know, gives them their appointment dates and times and gets them all lined up whenever they're ready for discharge.
Okay, very good. My guest this morning, Melanie Roeder, is here. She is the medical liaison with the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more to talk about the work that you do and the staff. I want to talk about the staff, too, at the rehab hospital, but we'll take a short break first. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts from July 7th through July 29th at various venues throughout the region. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm Scott Micklin. Joining me on the radio this morning from San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, the medical liaison, Melanie Roeder, is here once again. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And
thank you.
For the break, I wanted to ask you a bit about the staff at the rehabilitation hospital. And so talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay. We have a physician on staff, Carletta Thompson. She's a physiatrist, which is a medical doctor that specializes in medicine and rehabilitation. We also have all RN staff in our nursing care, and most of the RNs are certified in rehabilitation registered nursing. We also have physical therapists. We have one physical therapist, and then we every day we'll have two physical therapy assistants to help her get the patients taken care of. We also have 2 to 3 occupational therapists there every day, and one speech therapist, and they're all every day of the week, Monday through Friday, to make sure that the patients have the care that they need, and also some of them come in on Saturdays and provide therapy.
Good to know. And you mentioned that, of course, if I'm a patient at the rehabilitation hospital, how many sessions of rehabilitation do I have each week? It's 3 hours a day?
3 hours a day, five times out of seven.
Five out of seven. Okay.
Right.
So that's a lot.
Yes,
no wonder
it
keeps your folks busy, I suppose, and your patients too.
It does. There always is always somebody in the hall walking, learning to walk again.
Sure.
Even learning to use their wheelchair properly. If they're not to the state that they're able to walk again, they teach them to use their wheelchair again. We have a huge therapy lab that they have all the equipment in. We have like parallel bars and tables that the patients use. They also have a thing called a light gate that extends the patient, elevates them off the ground, suspends them in air, I guess you would say, and allows them to have the mobility of standing and actually walking without having the weight on their legs that they would normally have.
And that's kind of interesting. I wanted to ask you about technology. That's one of the pieces that you're using, right?
Right, exactly. That's what during their stay they will experience different types of therapy, the different equipment, and they will have the patients use whatever they feel is appropriate for that patient.
Right.
They will create their therapy care around where they are and what they can do, and use the equipment we have available.
And we've seen, I think, videos or pictures of people on those kind of parallel bars. And so it's really their arms and shoulders holding them up as they kind of put the weight or try to put their weight on their legs. But this would be even another system where it's mostly just suspended. You're kind of sitting almost like in a swing.
Exactly.
But your legs are kind of available to kind of move along, shuffle along the floor, I guess, as those muscles are relearning those patterns, right?
Yes. It's a machine. The machine actually holds them up in the air, kind of like a parachute would.
Okay, right.
It's, you know, they have the harness on.
Yeah.
Exactly, kind of like a parachute. But the machine is holding them up, you know, the weight off of their legs. But
right.
They are able to do things that they can't do. If they're not to the point of standing on their own, that's when they use this machine. And it helps them relearn the muscle groups and retrain the muscle groups that are required for ambulation or walking when they get a little bit stronger. So it just helps them progress in the right direction to get back to where they can walk again.
Exactly. So that's one of the new pieces of technology that you can use. Do you have any others?
We have in our speech therapy department, they use a machine that's called VitalStim, which is a stimulator, electrical stimulator that they apply to the sides of their face and down onto their neck to help them relearn their muscle groups, relearn how to swallow properly so that they don't choke.
Right.
A lot of times after a patient has a stroke, they will have problems with swallowing because their muscles are affected during the stroke, and they're lethargic or they don't work properly. So this helps stimulate those muscles and nerves so that they will start to revitalize and rejuvenate themselves so that the patient can learn to swallow without aspirating or getting food and fluids down into their lungs.
Right.
It helps
them. Which
can
cause a whole lot of other problems.
Exactly. Pneumonia.
So, yeah, exactly. So that's important, and that sounds very interesting because, again, for someone that maybe has not experienced a stroke or had a family member or a friend experience a stroke, I mean, that's pretty, can be pretty debilitating. And so to learn some of those things, just like swallowing, a basic muscle function is really
exactly
important.
Exactly. And one thing they do, like patients with strokes, the speech therapist works with them to help them get their cognitive or their thought process back,
right,
to their normal state. It's very interesting to listen to the therapist help the patient. They spend a whole lot of time with them, helping them regain their thought process and help them, even just, you know, counting money or recalling people's names, you know,
right,
just help them get back to where they can think the way they did prior to their stroke. That is something that the speech therapist also, speech therapy works with them on their actual speech, pronunciation, able, you know, where people can actually understand them better,
mm-hmm,
especially after brain injury, stroke, that type thing, that affect the patient's speech. So that is something that's really important, you know, communication.
Definitely.
Whenever your communication is cut off, it's really devastating to a lot of people, so it takes time for them to relearn that, and this helps them a whole lot because he spends an hour a day at least working with them on that, and you know, just being able to function in their normal world.
Right, that's the goal.
Exactly.
That is the ultimate goal.
Exactly.
And so for technology, is there another piece we could talk about?
Kinesio tape, which is something that I've actually got on my own arm. It's something that they're using to help support the muscles that are injured. If they're muscles that are not working properly, it helps all the other muscles around that injured muscle to support the muscle that's injured.
Oh.
So
as it heals, I guess, or
yeah, as it heals, and that way you're not putting so much strain on that one muscle group that is actually damaged or injured. And also we have
we didn't just violate HIPAA, did we, by talking about your arm?
I don't think so.
We're good. Okay. All right.
I'll sign a consent for you.
Okay. Thank you.
We also have the Bioness, mm-hmm, L300, which is a foot drop system. Like if a patient has had a stroke or brain injury, a lot of times they'll have one side of their body that is not functioning properly. And one of the things that it affects is their steps. You
right.
know, whenever they go to step, a lot of times their toes will not flip back out. It's called foot drop, where their toes are dropping.
Right.
And this Bioness will help stimulate the nerves and muscles in their ankle and foot so that it will come back out and
lift it up a little bit, or lift the toes up.
Yes, it'll help them. It'll help them lift their toes up so they don't trip over their own toes. That is a machine that we use on patients quite frequently.
Okay.
We also, I know everybody has a Wii at home, a Nintendo Wii.
Right.
We also use that to help patients get back in their mobility, and it also helps their thought process. Patients, especially with brain injuries or strokes, it helps them with their
coordination.
Yes, exactly, coordination, right, and just stimulates their brain and helps them get back to where they can function.
Well, that sounds like therapy that doesn't really seem like therapy.
Exactly.
But it is, so.
Play therapy.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Yes.
In the minutes we have remaining this morning, Melanie, I want to ask you just a bit about the whole concept of rehabilitation, because as we said, you know, people come to you into the hospital, the rehabilitation hospital, after a stroke or a brain injury or an accident, and I bet that for their friends and family, they just wonder what their life is going to be like on the other side of this, and
right,
it's the staff and the techniques that really do try to get them back to as close to 100% as they can.
Right. A lot of it that makes it so much better than even in a nursing home is it's a team effect. You have a doctor, you have RNs, full RN staff,
right,
and three different aspects of therapy and case management, all working together for your good to get you back to the highest level that you can possibly get. as fast as you can possibly get there. And that is our goal, to get you back home with your family. We want you to be in a comfortable environment where you want to be.
Right. And you mentioned fast. Is speed important? I mean, because I imagine a lot of folks would just like to kind of have a few weeks to rehabilitate or just to sit in bed for a while. But it's really important to get back moving,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
As much as you can.
Exactly. You know, they don't push you past your limit. They push you to your limit, I'm sure.
Right.
But
I bet they hear about it if someone disagrees what the limit is.
Yeah. Well, they want to get you back to your normal state as fast as possible. Your body will recover faster. You will be independent faster.
Right.
If you hit the therapy aspect of your recovery head on and do it full force, where you're not just complacent about getting back to where you want to be. Also, it's a lot of mood. The environment there is very happy. Patients are happy. The staff is happy. Everybody's upbeat, doing
well,
things.
That's important, I would think, too, right?
Absolutely.
Because you want to motivate those patients,
exactly.
And they may be struggling to try to get to those maybe goals or guidelines of how many feet to walk a day or what have you, as they relearn some of this stuff.
Exactly. And I know, you know, like after a patient has an illness or an injury, this is not planned. You know, none of us go around saying, oh, I'm going to have an injury next week and I'm going to be, you know, in a situation where I can't take care of myself. So we understand that, you know, it's something that's not expected in your family, in your life. And we work with you to get back as fast as you can, because we know it's a hardship to be where you can't take care of yourself. So we try to help you and your family get you back to where you were prior to your injury or accident or surgery as quickly as possible.
Right. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I think a lot of patients and probably their family and friends are many times amazed as to how quickly that patient has gotten back to that either 100% or as close as you can get.
Exactly. It really does. It shocks, like I said, even the patients. You'll hear them, hear them saying things like, I cannot believe that I'm already, you know, walking again, or I'm already doing this. I wasn't doing this a few days ago. So they're really even hitting higher expectations than they had for themselves.
Right.
And very much improves their mood whenever they're can see themselves improving that quickly.
That's important. And to their credit, I think, I know San Juan Regional still offers a lot of support groups for folks, maybe stroke patients or other folks, for even after they become released from the rehabilitation hospital, to follow up with maybe their family or friends,
right,
as they continue to improve.
Right. They do have support groups. There is a group that's called A Matter of Balance.
Okay.
And it's a fall prevention program.
Right.
It's not going on right now. They'll start back in the fall, but that's to help prevent falls. If you want to know more about that, you can contact the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, and we can get you some more information on that.
Okay. Can you give a phone number real quick?
It is area code 505-609-2625. 2629.
I'll put you on the spot. Sorry.
I'm like,
about
where's
that.
My phone number?
Give it one more time.
It's area code 505-609-2629.
Okay. That's the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. That's your number.
Yes. Let me give you the main number. Is area code 505-609-2625.
2625.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. But you'll transfer folks to the right person if you don't know the answer.
Exactly.
So I know you'll leave them in good hands. So great. Melanie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. That's Melanie Roeder. She's the medical liaison with the San Juan Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts from July 7th through July 29th at various venues throughout the region. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management,
trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. KSJE is supported by San Juan County and Kirtland's Riverview Golf Course, the Links of Enchantment, featuring a championship 18-hole course, driving range, and foot golf, which combines elements of soccer and golf. Find out more about San Juan County's Riverview Golf Course in Kirtland online at riverviewgolfnm.com or at 505-598-0140. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.